You've just seen a few of the exciting features coming to Windows Phone 8. I have the privilege of kind of taking the covers off a bit, showing you kind of nuts and bolts, and kind of explaining how it all works. So what I'll cover today is, first, I'll give you a technical overview of our shared Windows core. Then I'll give you an early preview of some of our developer platform features. And then I'll talk about our new platform for enterprise and business customers. So first, let's just dive right in and start talking about what's in this shared Windows core. First and foremost, Windows Phone 8 is based on the state-of-the-art Windows 8 kernel. This gives us increased scalability, like the multi-core support that Joe talked about, as well as proven robustness, with billions of people using Windows all the time. Because we have the Windows kernel, we also now share the Windows device driver model. This is incredibly important to our hardware partners. It allows them to focus and build a single driver. What this means is, for example, if they need to build a video driver, they can spend all of their resources and energy optimizing it, tuning it, and thoroughly testing it, making sure it works well with battery, and they can use that video driver on their desktop PC, their laptop, their tablet, and now their phone. It allows them to smartly use their resources and get better hardware to market faster and with higher quality. Also, we now have the hardware-based security of Windows. End users will never regret installing an application because they know that that application cannot affect other applications on the system or their other apps' data or the system itself. Now, you may regret installing an app or buying an app because it wasn't very good, and I really can't help you with that, but at least I can assure you it won't hurt your phone, and if you remove it, it's gone. But you're out a little bit of money. Your content is also under your control. Whether it's your photos, videos, music, contacts, you are always in control of your content, and you share it when you choose to share it, and you let the apps that you want to have access to it, access it and use it in the way that you choose. Also, for our networking support, we now support the industry standard IPv6 and NFC, as Joe showed, to support things like tap to share. And with the Windows shared kernel, we get improved Bluetooth support. Windows Phone 8 is built on hardware accelerated Direct3D for graphics and for Media Foundation for audio and video playback and record. This allows the highest fidelity experiences possible on modern hardware. Because we share the same building blocks of our developer platform, developers can now share more code between Windows and Windows Phone. This includes native code as well as more .NET code. We now have the same .NET engine that runs on the Windows desktop. Now, we also have this feature we're calling Compile in the Cloud. As part of taking on this .NET engine, we enable, basically what happens is when developers publish their applications to our marketplace, we will compile them in the cloud to machine code, and then when an end user installs that application, it'll start faster and run faster. Developers do not actually have to do any work. We do this all for them after they submit the application to the marketplace. Everyone in the Windows ecosystem benefits: consumers, developers, and especially our hardware partners. Now I want to transition and give an early preview of our developer platform. Just a few of the features give you a taste of what's coming. So first, I'll talk about native code in detail. Then I'll talk about some multitasking improvements. I'll introduce our new speech platform. And then I'll talk about how developers can target and build applications for Windows 8 and for Windows Phone 8. As Joe said, Windows Phone 8 now supports native C and C++ code. This is a big deal for developers. First and foremost, it enables the most amazing games. Whether they're casual games or full-on 3D games, most are written in native code. Developers do this for a few reasons. First, they get access to low-level APIs, like Direct3D, for basically the fastest graphics, they also can write high-performance code for the most realistic gameplay. Developers also have the ability to use gaming middleware, which mostly are written in native code. Either they're full-on game engines or libraries for physics, animations, or audio effects. I'm proud to announce today the following gaming middleware partners are coming to Windows Phone 8. Please join me in welcoming Andrew Bowell from Havok, who's the head of product, to introduce to you the Havok technology suite running on Windows Phone 8. Andrew?
Hey. Thanks, Kevin. It's great to be here today and be part of the Windows Phone Summit. So Havok is all about enabling three key capabilities for game developers. Firstly, immersive and truly physical 3D worlds. Secondly, interactive and highly realistic characters. And thirdly, jaw-dropping cinematic visuals. I'm really pleased today to announce that Havok is going to be bringing its full technology suite to Windows Phone 8 and bringing these capabilities to game developers. Now, from a developer's point of view, Havok is all about delivering heavily optimized code and technology on each of our target platforms. And with that in mind, the Windows Phone development environment has been a really great experience to work with. Firstly, the native code access has allowed us to take our C++ code base and bring it directly across and access the hardware in a way that allows us to deliver those platform optimizations. Secondly, the development environment with features like the PC emulator for Windows Phone, the DirectX 11 support, and of course, Microsoft Visual Studio 2012 has really just made it a really great experience, and it's something that really enables you to bring your games across to Windows Phone very quickly. Now, let's take a look at some of our cool technology running on Windows Phone. Some pretty cool capabilities. So we're really, really excited about that. Now let's take a look at some of that technology actually running on device. That was a video showcase sort of showing the entire breadth of our technology. But I just want to give you a sneak peek at one of the apps, one of the demos that we have running directly here on device. So this is an example of next generation character technology, specifically our cloth and deformable skin product here. As I move the camera around, you can see this guy's belly moving and what's really cool about this is this was a full-fat asset no pun intended, that we brought across from Windows, our PC build, our console build, and really we had to do very little to get this running on Windows Phone. In fact, I mean, it took us under 3 weeks to get this particular game brought, this particular app brought over, and it's really just a testament to the development environment and the ease at which you could do that. Cool. Okay, I'm going to leave it there and hand you back to Kevin. So it's been great to be here, and look forward to working with you all on Windows Phone. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. I'd also like to announce that we have several early partners with us who are committed to Windows Phone and going to be delivering titles in Windows Phone 8. This is just a taste of the upcoming titles. We'll be announcing more in the coming months. In only a few weeks, Big Fish ported one of their most popular games from iOS to Windows Phone 8, and I'd like to show you that running on one of our devices. The game is called Fairway Solitaire. And so we showed some, you know, high-end 3D graphics. Now I'm going to show you more of a casual game. So here I'll launch the application. And you can see it just comes up, lets me choose a couple courses. I'll pick one. And then here's a simple, you know, straightforward solitaire game, and I'll start, you know, playing this here. Like I said, I actually like games here, so I kind of getting good here, doing better. Now I'm dead. If I keep doing this, I'll just keep playing all day. Oh well. Sometimes I do better, sometimes I do worse. Oh well. So, as you can see, it runs really well, and this was only done in 2 weeks porting from iOS to Windows Phone 8. And I also want to show you another feature in here. They have a virtual currency that they call Golf Bucks. And this is, you know, something you can use to buy different things to play the game with. We're working with them to integrate this with our in-app purchase system so that they don't have to, you know, worry about collecting money. Instead, end users have the ability to just reuse the same thing they used to purchase the app. They can go and use that to purchase Golf Bucks. And so it's another integration point to make it easier for developers to monetize their applications, and they have to do less work. Microsoft Windows Phone 8 provides a complete gaming platform. It enables more amazing games from the top publishers. Now, native code is not just about high performance in games. It's also about portability. Native code makes it easier to share code. You can share code between Windows 8 and Windows Phone 8. Also, many developers use native code to make it easier to port applications between iOS and Android. They can now use that same native code to make it more easily port their application to Windows Phone 8. Developers also like to take advantage of native open source libraries. This reduces their costs and also helps them get to market faster. Let me show you how a developer can target both Windows Phone and Windows 8. Windows Phone and Windows 8 have what we call a shared native API set. And you see about 9 technology groups that we highlight in here that are the same exact APIs on both platforms. A developer can build a shared C++ component on top of these APIs, and that component can be reused unchanged inside of both a Windows Phone 8 application as well as a Windows 8 application. This means that developers don't have to change that code. They build it once, they thoroughly test it, and they get all the value on both platforms. I'm excited to announce that we have ported the SQLite engine to Windows Phone and to Windows Phone 8, so that you basically, a developer can take the SQLite engine, just like I described, as a shared component, and use it in both a Windows Phone 8 application as well as a Windows 8 application. So what they can do is go to SQLite.org, download one code base, and use it in both platforms. We have also added several multitasking capabilities to Windows Phone 8. I'm going to talk about two in particular. First, we have deeply integrated VoIP and video chat. VoIP is voice over IP, and also video support deeply into our operating system. This means that a VoIP call feels just like a regular cell call. But what do I mean by that? So imagine you got a Skype call. You get the exact same UI that shows up when you get a cell call. This is not emulated by the developer. This is our dialogue, and it also will run above lock. So they could simply hit the answer button, and they would go to the Skype application, and they would continue their call. Now, this also integrates with the features on the phone, like audio routing and answer above lock. Well, what is audio routing? This means that if you're using Bluetooth to either a headset or if you're using hands-free, you know, in-car audio, it will just work. Developers don't have to do all of that coding or figure out how to thoroughly test it. It just works using the same functionality built onto the phone. VoIP apps will also continue to run in the background. So say you want to go look at a text message. You'll see that the same toast that shows up under a normal call is also showing up here while the VoIP call is going. And you can continue that conversation. Again, all the audio routing just continues to work. And then if you click on the toast, you go right back to the Skype application. Now, this is not just something available to Skype or to Microsoft applications. All developers get access to this built-in support, and they can build whatever applications they want to using voice chat or video chat now. The second feature in multitasking I want to talk about is background location. Location is a critical part of the experience on a mobile window, on a mobile phone. Now we allow these applications that use location to run in the background. Well, let me give you a concrete example of an application, which is a navigation application. So if I want to go find a restaurant, and it's kind of navigating me there, but I get a text message, and well, maybe they changed locations. I want to be able to go to that and look at that text message, but continue to get directions so I don't miss my turns. And that will now work automatically for developers. They don't have to do any real work. If it's a location-based application, we will run it in the background, and they will continue to get that experience. Of course, they can always go back to the application and continue to get a visual navigation solution as well. And without any change, it'll just continue naturally into the foreground now. We do this in a responsible way. We monitor battery as well as end user experience and make sure that the end user never gets a bad experience on their phone. Now, it's a little hard to show and demonstrate, you know, kind of, you know, moving location since I'm sitting up here and standing up here on stage. So we have a video that demonstrates background location with Inrix.
Checking traffic first on this cool app.
Oh, right on.
There's been a serious accident on I-80 West. Would you like to use your alternate Market Street route?
Sure.
Your new Inrix arrival time is 6:02 p.m. Would you like to text Miles and let him know?
Yes.
Okay, text sent. Enjoy your drive.
So, while we saw background location, we also saw one other feature in there, and that is speech. Speech has always been an integral part of the Windows Phone experience. Since Windows Phone 7, we've had the ability to launch applications using speech, something Siri is just now learning to do. However, we're not stopping there. We're going to take this to the next level. We've been working with Audible to help and see what they could do to speech enable their application. As you know, they are the internet's largest publisher of audiobooks. I'm not going to use one of our engineering devices, But for the developers out there, I'm going to give them a kind of a look at our new emulator that is built on Hyper-V and running on Windows 8. Audible, play Game of Thrones.
Searching for St. Louis, Missouri.
I'll try that again. Audible, play Game of Thrones.
Playing Game of Thrones.
Next chapter.
Heard you say next chapter.
Somewhere beyond the sunset, across the narrow sea, lay a land of...
Pause.
Heard you say pause.
So, as you can see, not only was I able to launch the application using speech, after a little glitch there, but I also was able to give it a command and control its behavior when I started it. Then, from within the application, you may not be able to see, but I was using UI in the application, I was able to give it a set of commands to control its behavior, like next chapter and pause. But we didn't stop there either. We want to do something a bit more complex. Search.
Heard you say search. What would you like to search for?
Apollo.
I found one result in your library. Failure is not an option. Mission control from Mercury to Apollo 13 and beyond. Would you like to listen to it?
Yes.
Given my aircraft test flight background, the con-
Pause.
Heard you say pause.
So, it may not have been as easy to see there, but I basically had a conversation with my app. I started it by asking it to search, and we continued with a two-way interactive conversation. This was not just with the phone, but this was with my application. And then I can continue to have that two-way conversation, and I got to exactly what I wanted to without having to touch the screen. We are excited to see what developers have come up with, because this is available to every developer. We have the ability to have speech-enabled applications that can have conversations with each end user, and they can go and use their creativity to take this technology to the next level. As is probably already showing on my screen here, we are excited to announce that Audible is going to be available for Windows Phone 7.5, that you can go to our marketplace and download it later today. Now I want to focus more on developers and tell them a little bit about what's coming in Windows Phone 8. First, thank you. Thank you for building great Windows Phone applications. We appreciate and respect and value the investment and time that you've put into building those applications and making them great. So Windows Phone 7 and 7.5 applications will run on Windows Phone 8. Also, this technology I talked about, compilation in the cloud, we are going to compile every existing Windows Phone application in our marketplace so that Windows Phone 8 end users get the benefit of every application being faster. And developers will not have to do anything. They don't have to resubmit their applications or do any work. It'll just be done for them. Also, Visual Studio 2012 will support development for both Windows Phone 7.5 and Windows Phone 8 applications. And of course, they already support Windows 8 applications. This means, as a developer, you can go and use one tool to build for all the platforms that matter to you. We also believe in developer choice. We believe in one app model, but allowing you to have the right technologies for the right parts of your application. So first, we will continue to support XAML, so you can build your Metro-style UI, and you can use C# and VB code. We also now support native C and C++ code, and we will continue to support our HTML5 browser control that's based on IE10. But this is not a hard choice where you, as a developer, they have to pick one technology and their whole app is in that one technology. Developers can mix and match these technologies. Let me give you a concrete example. If a developer is going to build a game, they may want the game UI to be very metroized, and so they would use C# with XAML. But they want realistic gameplay, so they've decided to build that with C++ and DirectX. But they also want to say, hey, have a leadership board so they can show the high scores. But they have a website that does that. They can take that website and host it directly inside of their application. This allows developers to use the right technology for the right task inside of their application, and means that they don't have to change the code. They pick and choose the technology that's right for them. We also know that there are a lot of developers who want to build for both Windows 8 and Windows Phone 8, and we want to give a little bit of guidance to help make choices that'll make that easier. We suggest one of two approaches for developers. First, if you're building an app, we recommend using XAML with C# or VB Code. As I've said, we now support the same .NET engine that exists on Windows 8, so it's easier to share more of your .NET code, C# or VB. For your UI, we recommend that you optimize it for the screen size. So we recommend using Windows 8 Metro UI for Windows 8 for a larger screen size, and Windows Phone 8 Metro for building for our smaller screen size. For games, we recommend that you use Direct3D with C or C++ code. You can then take the application and target our shared native API, and any code in there will run identical on both platforms. You may choose to use different APIs that are allow you to customize the experience per platform, but you can also use a shared core to simplify development. Then you need to take into account the resolution scaling and use the right scaling. So if you're on a high-end desktop, you may use higher resolution assets, and on Windows Phone, use lower resolution assets because the screen is smaller. For those who are building mobile-ready websites, we recommend that you optimize for IE10, but make sure you design for a mobile screen size. So let me make a transition and talk about our enterprise support. Windows Phone 8 is enterprise ready. But what does that actually mean? Well, let's talk about the fundamentals, because in business, the fundamentals count. First, Windows Phone 8 has a complete security platform, from secure boot to full device encryption with BitLocker technology. Companies can know that their corporate assets are safe on a Windows phone. We also now support a flexible app distribution model that is business controlled. Each enterprise can decide which applications and how they want in their store and to their employees, as well as how to distribute those applications. They can use cloud infrastructure. They can use on-premise intranet support only. It is completely up to each and every company. We also will support device management for large enterprises. Today, we're introducing a concept that we call the Company Hub. This is really just an app, but it's an app that allows each company to personalize the experience for their employees. They control the app, they control the experience, but they can actually decide which applications to highlight and to communicate. Now, let me make this concrete by giving you an example of what Microsoft's IT department has put together for Microsoft employees. Again, I want to remember, this is just an example. Every application, every enterprise can customize it in their own way. So as you can see here, I'm on my start menu, so I'll click on my, a Microsoft employee, so of course, I'm gonna have Microsoft IT right here on my phone. So I'll launch my application, comes up here, and they've decided the first thing to do is show me the apps that I've installed. And so I have a few apps here that I've installed, some typical line of business applications. I can scroll over, and they've decided to highlight a few applications that I may want to install, like for taking time off. Then they have some headlines just to give me some news from the company. And of course, like every IT department, you must have an alert center to tell me to change my password or tell me to get an update or some communication. They also have a self-service IT area where it kind of has my profile information. We have a feature at Microsoft that allows us to change our Outlook picture. So we can customize it, everybody can see kind of a picture of us or some funny little cartoon or whatever we choose. However, it's tough to do it on an intranet using a PC desktop. I don't always have a camera. You know, it's not really set up right. They can now enable this through our phone. So they can get the advantage of making the work that they've done in our backend infrastructure available to their employees in a way that's easy for employees to use that on our phone. So they can make it here. I got a camera. I can easily just change it and update it, and it's seen everywhere in Outlook. Now let me kind of show you installing an application experience. So I'm thinking maybe, you know, I've been here a couple days. Maybe I'll stay here and enjoy San Francisco a bit more. So let me do the Microsoft time off and see how much vacation I have. So here you'll see, I clicked on it. It allowed me to present an install screen. For end user consistency, this looks like a standard install screen. But this actually is completely customizable by every company. So now I'll click install. The application will come. This is not going through Microsoft's marketplace. Microsoft is not actually, Windows Phone part of Microsoft has not been touched. It only goes to Microsoft's IT infrastructure. And now the application is installed. And I can just launch that and see, okay, do I have any vacation or not? Yep, I have enough. I think I'll take some time. Hey, Joe, I'm taking some time off in the next couple days. So just there's an example of Microsoft's IT application. Again, I want to emphasize, that was just built by Microsoft's IT department, and we will provide a set of templates and guidance so that each company can customize that experience for themselves and decide how best to service their employees with their apps. There are six things that I want you to remember from our talk today. First, better hardware faster, because we have the same shared Windows core, which allows hardware partners to leverage and build optimized drivers. Two, amazing games are coming to Windows Phone 8 because of native code support. We are improving our multitasking so you can get more out of your phone by being able to do multiple things at once. Talk with your apps. We are providing a complete speech platform to make apps go to the next level with speech. More ways for developers to make money with in-app purchase. And last, Windows Phone 8 is enterprise ready. Now, as a developer, I always want to know, when can I get my hands on code so I can play with it, look at it, really feel and know what it does? Later this summer, we're going to make available our SDK for developers to download, and we'll also have a series of developer events so they can learn in depth a lot more. I've only given a high-level overview, but developers want a lot more nuts and bolts talk about how they write the applications and exactly what the APIs are, and they can attend those events.